Hey there, everyone. Jim here, back with my weekly update, this time for May 7th, 2024. I've been all over the place, not too far from my home, but still a lot of different places, and I've watched some crazy things this week. Let's check it out. Welcome to Fantasy for the Ages, the show where a father and son talk about fantasy, science fiction, and other nerdy things that we enjoy. Today, just Jim here bringing my weekly update for our channel to you, our loving fans. Thank you for joining me today. If you enjoy what I talk about, be sure to hit the like button. And if you haven't subscribed yet, we invite you to do so. So let's talk about the books I'm reading at this time. Only one little update to give you. First of all, Toll the Hounds. I'm still plowing through that. I'm over 30% in now. This is book 8 of Malazan, Book of the Fallen. It's a really long book, and I don't know if I'll finish it before May is over. But I'm trying. I've got to try harder. But it's terrific. I'm also still working through in paperback, Searching for Zen, A Tale of Divine Destiny. It's a great book, but I have not been home much. I only read it when I'm at home because I have not traveled with this book. I will get this done this month, but I didn't get much through it. I'm a little over 60% through the book. I'll try to get it done this coming week. Now, The Poppy War, that's the audiobook. I've been reading, and I make great progress on audiobooks when I'm traveling a lot. So I finished book 2, The Dragon Republic, back on Thursday. I'm recording this on Tuesday. I moved right into The Burning God, the final book of the Poppy War trilogy, and I'm almost done. I will finish that tomorrow on my drive home. I'm way out here on the Oregon coast, many hours from my home in Vancouver, Washington. So definitely we'll get that done, and then I can move on to something next, which I will figure out before I finish it and make sure it's downloaded. So places I've been, I have traveled a bit, but it's all been around the Pacific Northwest. So I've been up to Kent, Washington and Sumner, Washington, both of those related to a specific work trip that I did. Kent is where the work was. Sumner, right next door, was where we stayed because Kent was a little sketchy. Sumner was a little more, whew, the car won't get broken into and I can go for a walk without getting mugged. These are important things. Judy and I went for some wine tasting. So we had two different excursions last weekend. One up to Pomeroy Cellars Winery in Yakult, Washington. It's outside Yakult. It's on a farm. It's a beautiful setting. And it's one of the wineries we are members at. We also went to Jacob Williams Winery, their tasting room in the Columbia River Gorge near Wishram, Washington. That is a beautiful drive, a little over an hour and a half outside of Vancouver. We don't mind that drive at all because we stay on the Washington side and we have beautiful scenery to drive through and a twisty, windy road. You got to make sure you don't drink too much wine before you drive home because that twisty, windy road would not be very good, but never overdo it when you're going to be driving. Drinking and driving, bad. Let's see, where else? Oh, three more places that I visited for work. This is all on one work trip. I've been to Medford, Oregon, way on the southern end of the state. Roseburg, Oregon, which is also in the south, but a little north of Medford. And then Coos Bay, Oregon, way out on the coast, on the southern end of Oregon still. And that's where I am. I'm in a hotel room today in Coos Bay, giving you this recording because I'm keeping the truth coming to y'all. I'll be back home in Vancouver tomorrow. Things I've watched. Okay, you know I like cooking. You know Judy and I like the cooking competitions. Three different ones got watched this week. MasterChef Junior. Those kids who can do things that make me cry because I can't even think of doing them. Okay, I don't really cry, but how do they have such skill? I have no idea. Chopped and Next Level Chef. Both of those I've talked about before, and we watched more episodes of those competitions. Then I got some TV in. I started season 2 of The Man in the High Castle. Now, this show finished back in 2019, but I was a little slow to get to it. Season 1 was fantastic. Season 2 has started off just as good. I got three movies in this week. Orphan. Now, that's one I referenced in a previous episode on a surprise ending. I was familiar with the surprise ending, but I wanted to watch it and see it from front to finish. And man, that movie's great. Definitely some things you don't see coming. Definitely some occurrences that you wish didn't happen. But a really well done movie, Orphan. I also watched Jerusalem with a Z. It's a zombie film, and it's not a very good movie. It is a shaky cam movie using, you remember those, that Google Glass? You know, Google came out with the little thing with the camera on it, and you could talk to it, and it would put things on the inside of your lens for you, and it didn't take off because it wasn't very good. I never tried it, but I know people who did try Google Glass, and they were like, this isn't very good. Well, this whole film is done through Google Glass. I mean, not really, but that's what they're emulating, and it just wasn't really good. It's too bad, though. I mean, there were great special effects. There was a story, a plot to it, and there was some decent acting, but mostly they wasted all of that on a movie that just had to have the shaky cam view. It was a gimmick that didn't help the movie. Final movie I watched, I just finished like an hour ago, here in my hotel room in Coos Bay. One Cut of the Dead. This is a Japanese zombie film that was really entertaining, really good. It is not what you think you're getting. And it's a movie you truly must watch from start to finish. The real finish. I don't want to explain that. I want you to watch the movie. You'll see when it ends. You'll see it's way too short. And that's because it hasn't really ended. Keep watching. And what they came up with, what they did in this film is awesome. It's a zombie film. But is it? I do want to warn you, it is authentically a Japanese film. So this is all in subtitles, but it wasn't very far into the movie. I forgot I was reading subtitles. You're into the film and you're totally getting what's going on here. So, man, I really enjoyed this. It was a fresh kind of zombie movie, and I haven't seen something fresh in a while. So One Cut of the Dead, thumbs up for me. Shout outs this week. I just want to shout out all the people who have been joining us on the YouTube channel here and engaging. Lots of different people giving us comments. Some of you are repeat commenters, and we love seeing you again and again as you're watching our various videos and having something to say. That's so much fun for us to be able to interact with you. But more and more new people who are jumping into the conversations and then being repeat commenters. Thank you for taking the time to share what you think about what you watch. Even those of you who are occasionally negative, still meant you looked at our video, at least some of it, and you took the time to give us your feedback. When it's negative feedback, I take it and go, well, okay, I'll try to be better. Most watched episode and short of the week. This week, our top episode was Top 10 Series with Dragons. 78 views so far since it was published. A delightful little video. This is not about the best dragons. This is about the best series with dragons. Check it out. And our best short was Dad Jokes 44, Harry Potter style, with 5,349 views since it was published just a few days back. I guess that one's tickling some funny bones and causing some groans. The best comment of the week came on the Top 10 Series with Dragons, where Tishtosh writes, "Dragons make everything better," which was a quote from the video. It's true. I should bring little stuffed dragons with me everywhere. I usually have penguins. So this video begs the questions, who are your favorite dragons? And I want to note, Zach and I plan a video soon on exactly that question, our favorite dragons from science fiction and fantasy. So brilliant idea, Tishtosh. We are with you. Okay, that's what I have for you this week. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and look next week for another weekly update from Fantasy for the Ages. Thanks for watching. We'll talk to you next time.